In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Jesus said, "My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. And I give them eternal life, and they will never perish. No one will snatch them out of my hands." And from Revelation, "The Lamb in the midst of the throne will be their shepherd, and he will guide them to springs of living water, and God will wipe every tear from their eyes." And as we sang in the beloved 23rd Psalm, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Today on Good Shepherd Sunday, we remind ourselves of this beloved picture. Jesus is the shepherd, and we are the sheep. Now, we are still in the 40 days of Easter. And the reason why Easter is 40 days long is that Holy Scripture tells us that from the day of Christ's resurrection on Easter Sunday until his ascension into heaven, he appeared for 40 days, giving many convincing proofs that he was risen from the dead. And we rejoice in all of that evidence, the times that he appeared to them, showing them his hands and side, that he was truly risen from the dead. But because our Savior is risen, alleluia, he can be our good shepherd until the day he takes us into paradise. And today, as the hymns and the lessons describe Jesus as a shepherd, we remind ourselves that we are lost sheep, and the shepherd has found us. If you consider what a shepherd does, a shepherd leads the flock to pastures, to water. The shepherd leads the flock back to the sheepfold at night, where they're kept safe from the wolves. The shepherd goes out and finds sheep who have gotten lost, pulls them all out of the rocks and crevices. The shepherd sometimes has to use that staff to drive away the wolves, and he sometimes has to go far out into the desert to find some of his sheep who have wandered far away from the sheepfold. Now, Jesus teaches this amidst a lot of people. Jesus is walking outside in the temple courts. The courts around the temple were probably about 20 acres of pavement. Thousands of people walking through the colonnade of Solomon outside the temple courts and are walking around on the pavement and the Feast of Dedication, praying and teaching and visiting with people. And he can visibly see all these people who are like lost sheep. And he understands that he came to find them and to find us. Today, remind yourself, Jesus is your shepherd. You are one of his sheep. And remind ourselves that the word shepherd is the same word as pastor. Jesus is the good pastor, and you are part of the sheep of his congregation. So let's briefly consider on Good Shepherd Sunday these three things. Jesus is the Christ and the Good Shepherd. We are sheep who hear his voice. And the Father in heaven, by his hand, will keep us in eternal life. So let's first of all consider Jesus is the Christ, the Good Shepherd. First of all, what does it mean that Jesus is the Christ? The word Christ, which in Hebrew is Messiah, or anointed one, describes his office. The word Christ is not a name. It's an office, like governor, senator. The Christ was promised in the Old Testament. From the one who had crushed the head of the serpent in Genesis, to the one in Isaiah who was bruised for our iniquities, we like sheep have gone astray, but the Lord laid on him the iniquity of us all. Jesus is that Christ who was anointed by the Holy Spirit, just like David, the shepherd boy, was anointed with oil by Samuel to be the king. Jesus was anointed with the Holy Spirit at his baptism to be our King, the Christ. His name, of course, is Jesus, which is the word Yeshua, which literally means Savior. His name describes his work. He came to save, to rescue. He does his work in the Father's name because he came as the Son of God in human flesh, sharing our flesh and blood. He witnesses to the Father by his teaching and by his miracles. When Jesus taught, when he gave the blind their sight, this was like a signpost saying, you really need to listen to this man. This man is the Christ. This man named Jesus of Nazareth is much more than a man. He is the good shepherd, and he has a flock. The flock of the Christians throughout the whole world. The reason why the 23rd Psalm is the most beloved of the Psalms, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want, is that it is universally understood by all people of all cultures. People get this picture. They've seen sheep get lost. They know how helpless sheep are. They must be fed. They must be led to water. They must be protected. And we know that's us. And then we know that Jesus, as the shepherd, is the one who's in control, who knows where the pasture is, knows where the good water is, can protect us from the wolf, and in his arms we are safe. Pastors in congregations are shepherds. They are under shepherds who serve the chief shepherd, Jesus. The way that God shepherds us is by providing earthly shepherds. Throughout all of your life, God has provided men to shepherd you, pastors from your childhood till now. It's the Lord Jesus Christ who, in the gospel of the grace of himself, who said, it is more blessed to give than to receive, that has provided pastors. Pastors, overseers, bishops, ministers, shepherds who care for the flock. The way you know that Jesus wants to shepherd you is because he's provided earthly shepherds your whole life, pastors who literally knew your name, knew everything about you, baptized you, confirmed you, buried your loved ones. Through those under shepherds, the chief shepherd, the Christ, has shepherded you. Did you know that nowhere else in the New Testament do we learn this phrase of our shepherd Jesus? It is more blessed to give than to receive. This is an example of one of those sayings that the Lord spoke that's not recorded in any of the four Gospels, but it is recorded in the book of Acts. The chief shepherd is telling us, your life is not about what you get, but what you give. It is more blessed to give than to receive. Jesus is that Christ, the good shepherd, who gave his lifeblood for us on the cross. That's Jesus, the Christ, the good shepherd. But then Jesus talks about you and me. We are his sheep who hear his voice. My sheep, he says, follow the shepherd. You were made one of his sheep when you were baptized. The reason we have that banner over there with Jesus as a shepherd and the little lambs by the baptismal font close by is because there we become one of his sheep. Washed in water and word in baptism, we become one of Jesus' sheep. And we literally hear his voice and recognize it. And he knows us by name. One of the beautiful things about baptism is that we take the triune name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and place it upon the person being baptized as we say their first, middle, and last name. So we take the triune name of God, I baptize you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, and we say the person's name, their first, middle, and last name. So literally, Jesus recognizes this child as one of his sheep, and that child or person being baptized now knows the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Jesus says, they will follow me. Now, it is true that there's two different ways of shepherding flocks. I have seen, when we lived in Colorado, both of those ways. I've seen right across the road where I was driving to drive up into the mountains, the ranching type way of driving sheep from behind, where the sheep were pushed by the rancher behind on his horse. And I've also been in the mountains and seen the Mexican shepherds high in the mountains leading the sheep, where they follow him. That's the picture of the first century shepherds. They didn't drive from behind. They led from the front. And so the shepherd went and the sheep followed. It was important to follow on these narrow paths where there were lots of rocks and cliffs. To follow the shepherd. Often the sheep were in a single line. And the reason they followed, because at night they were in the sheepfold, in the morning, shepherd came, opened the gate, and called all of the sheep by name. They didn't have thousands of flocks. They might have 10 sheep in their small flock, and they had a name for every single sheep and lamb. And they recognized that's the voice of the shepherd, and he led them out to the pasture, to eat during the day, the streams to drink, and then back into the sheepfold at night. This is a picture of Jesus and you and me. In life and in death, he leads us. He gives us eternal life by the gift of his grace. We will never perish in hell. We have eternal life in heaven because the shepherd knows where the good grass is, the green grass. He knows where the clear water is. And he knows where the valley of heaven is. Only he knows where that place is. And no one will snatch us out of his hand. The beautiful picture for us of being sheep who are accounted righteous in the blood of our shepherd, the Lamb. We recall in Revelation this morning when it says that in heaven you've got a great multitude of people before the throne, before the Lamb. We are clothed in white robes. We have palm branches in our hands. Salvation is from our God, and we fall on our faces and give all honor, power, and glory unto him and say, Amen. It's because of that shepherd who became a lamb and shares our flesh and blood, who was crucified in our place, that we can wear a white robe in heaven. And our sins are no longer there. We're covered with the righteousness of our shepherd. And then the last thing Jesus said is that if he is the shepherd and we are his sheep, there's a Father up in heaven who's watching all of this. The Father's hand will keep us in eternal life. When the Father in heaven looks down, he can see Jesus the shepherd ministering to people through his pastors and congregations in word and sacrament, and he sees us there as his sheep. My Father, he says, is greater than all. Consider the Heavenly Father, the creator of the universe. Every time they look further out into the universe through the Hubble telescope, they discover more galaxies, more stars, and think they find planets even. All of this has been created by the Lord simply by speaking it. He is greater than all, the Heavenly Father. And he says, he has given these sheep to me. Saints are those who are, through faith in Christ, declared holy and righteous through the blood of Christ. The reason no one will snatch us from the Father's hand is that he predestined and called us in eternity to come to faith in his Son. By grace we have been given not only salvation, but the gift of faith itself. No one will snatch us out of the Father's hand because his word is being preached to you. His water touched you in baptism. In the Lord's Supper, you receive Christ's body and blood. And you are accounted righteous in Christ. Jesus says, I and the Father are one, giving us a glimpse of the mystery of the Holy Trinity, one God in three persons, the unity of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. They know what they're doing. One of the things that always strikes me about sheep is they don't know what they are doing, and the shepherd does know what he's doing. In your life, so often, we are confused. We don't know what we're doing. We don't know where to turn. And there all along, the shepherd knows exactly what he is doing. Trust him. Don't trust yourself. But this is the most astounding thing to me about Good Shepherd Sunday. Because we all know this picture of Jesus, the Good Shepherd. And this is what amazes me. The Good Shepherd became the lamb. The good shepherd became one of the sheep. Our robes are washed white in the blood of the lamb. Even there in heaven, Jesus is both the lamb and the shepherd at the same time. How can this be? When the shepherd took on human flesh, was born of the Virgin Mary, and was nailed to the cross, he became the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. He takes away our hunger and thirst. He guides us to the springs of living water in holy baptism. He wipes every tear from our eyes. And he leads us to the table of God where he gives us his body and blood. Never has there been a shepherd like this. You've seen a lot of shepherds in your life, but you've never seen a shepherd that ever became a sheep except in Jesus. The shepherd becomes the lamb. So the works that Jesus do in his Father's name do bear witness of him. He is able to save us from perishing in hell and bring us safely to our dwelling in heaven because the Father is greater than all and Jesus and the Father are one. The shepherd who saves us by becoming one of the sheep is pictured in our narthex, in the painting in the narthex. That beloved picture there you see every Sunday when you come to church. You see Jesus is the good shepherd, the sheep by the stream. He's got a lamb on his shoulder. Some of the sheep are black, some of the sheep are white. And he's leading us to green pastures by quiet streams in heavenly valleys. Who would not want to follow a shepherd like that? Amen. And may the peace of God that surpasses our human understanding guide our hearts and minds in faith in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen.